19th of October, and we are at the AWE 2018, and we have a very special pitch session here, and a guy who's very, very interested to see many people, and he's going to present himself.
Hey, my name is Ryan Wang. I'm the founding partner with Outpost Capital.
And what is your specific interest? Not just giving money away, but making money, right?
Yeah, definitely. So we think that the VRAR sector is an industry that has huge potential, but at the same time, it takes time to eventually get there, right? For the industry to reach the mass market adoption. So we think that as a venture capitalist, we want to invest in early stage startups, and we want to fill them with the industry guidance as well as the patience for them to grow and to reach a tipping point where they can grow exponentially, and that's a time when we benefit from these investments.
And you're moving between different areas and different cultures. Now you're in Europe, and the methods and the ways how to perceive things are totally different from the US. And I know in China and in Asia, they're even different. What is the major impact positively said about the European market?
I think, if we say that in the US, especially Silicon Valley, they have been leading in terms of the new technology development. And in Asia, right, what we say in China and in Korea is that, especially from the consumer side, the market adoption is happening at a very, very fast pace. I think what's special in the European market is that European has a great foundation in terms of, talents and education. So the engineers are very high quality, and most of the entrepreneurs are very well educated, and they know exactly what's going on, and they have what it takes to take a technology to the real world use cases. And what's particularly interesting in the European market is the industrial market. I think companies like BMW or Volkswagen, they are all based here in Europe. So the engineering background here in Europe is very good. And AWE Europe, I see a lot of very interesting industrial use cases, no matter enabled through VR or AR, has been pretty mind-blowing for me. And it's not just about proof of concept. It's not just, pilot project. It's the real-world use cases, and they have really integrated this kind of solution into the current workflow of these enterprises. So that's quite interesting for me.
I think it was very evident at this AWE that enterprise solutions are actually much more demanded than others.
Right.
So if I'm a media company or if I'm an entertainment company, what do I have to say or what do I have to do in order to attract your attention?
I think many people, when they first learn about VR and AR, they are very excited, right? And if we think about most of the use cases that where VR and AR could be applied to the industry or even to consumers, right? We can imagine all these use cases, but why the mass market adoption is still not happening? Why not every enterprise have been adopting VR AR in their current workflow? Because when we actually put this into practice, there are a lot more things we need to worry about that by just looking at the issue through an outsider's lens, you can't think of these kind of problems. For example, what kind of software do you use? What kind of hardware do you use? How do you package up the solution? How do you deliver the solution to the clients? All these issues, and how do you persuade the management of the company so that this new solution will deliver a expected ROI? All these problems, these are all real-world problems to think about before the actual adoption could happen, right? So I think you as a media company can reveal some of these kind of in-depth stories on how some successful cases achieve their success, even some of the field stories on what are some of the lessons learned through these failure experiments. I think these are very insightful for the public, and this can help the public to understand more about what's happening in the VR AR industry and what's going to drive the adoption.
Thank you very much indeed. The last question is a funny but maybe a tricky one.
Sure.
Imagine all the questions I didn't ask.
Right.
Imagine one of those and give you the answer to that one.
Yeah, sure. I like counterintuitive question, right? And some of the questions I always ask about, my friends in VR is that, hey, tell me something that is counterintuitive. Tell me something you believe deeply, but like 90% of the people in the world does not believe, right? And I think, you know, one of the answer from my side to this question is, for the past 3 years, being a VR investor, I have never been a believer in the 360 video industry. And so far, I have never invested in any 360 video related company. Because I think it's basically a very challenging problem, right? You need to have the headsets ready. You need to have the content creation tools ready. The content creators need to think about, okay, how to tell stories in virtual reality. And you need to have the budget to create the content. And you need to have a platform that can monetize this content. And throughout the past 3 years, we see, for example, Nokia used to have the Nokia Ozo camera, but they went out of business with that camera. And also, like companies like Jount, they raised a lot of money, they gained a lot of early tractions, but eventually they have claimed that they've been cutting off their 360 video business, and they kind of pivoted the company into an AR company at this point, right? But I think, you know, quite interestingly, today I look into a few 360 video companies, and I think, you know, with the launch of Oculus Go and with the adoption of mobile VR, I do say that for some kind of VR 360 video type of content, it starts to make sense. And some of the Oculus Go users and some of the all-in-one VR users, they start to have the habit to basically watch like 2-3 clips of 360 video every day. And I think, you know, that's a very good starting point for 360 videos to have an initial user base to grow. So this is, for the past 3 years, I never looked into any 360 video related companies, but these days I start to look into related companies, although I haven't made any investment so far. But I think it's an industry that has been talked about a lot, has its ups and downs, but at this time, you know, most people, they are not so optimistic about this industry. But for me, I think, you know, there's a chance that this industry could make sense moving forward.
Thank you very much for your intriguing insights. It was a pleasure talking to you.
Thank you.